What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our Monday morning look. These are some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Down with the PRD. Down. Down with the mining contract. These are some of the slogans that were heard during a protest held on the afternoon of this Sunday in the coastal strip, the Centro Costera, here in Panama City. The demonstration was organized to express the rejection of Law 406 of 2023 on the mining contract between the Panamanian state and Minera Panama. Yes to life and no to mining. Mining equals loss of biodiversity. No to the mining contract were some of the messages that were read from the banners carried by the people. This country's not for sale. This country defends itself. The fight is... Wow, the fight is fighting, is what they were saying. This is also repeated by the people gathered on the coastal strip, from young people to retirees. Those attending the protest waved the flag of Panama, many dressed in black, and others sounded pilas. In the background, Patria, the emblematic song from Ruben Blades, was heard. It must be remembered that with 47 votes in favour, 6 against and 2 abstentions, the plenary session of the National Assembly approved last Friday in the third debate the mining contract between the state and Minera Panama for the extraction of copper in Donoso in the province of Colón. That same day, the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, sanctioned the contract law, which was published in the Official Gazette, number 29894-A. On Sunday, construction workers, they took to the streets to ask for the repeal of Law 406 of 2023. We want to tell the country that we are ready for the fight in the street, reported Sal Mendes, General Secretary of the Single Workers Union of Construction and Similars, known as Suntrax. This is on the forceful actions that will continue starting today, Monday. And as of today, various sectors of society, including indigenous people, workers and educators, have announced protests in opposition to the aforementioned law. The Ministry of Education announced the suspension of classes, which applies to both official and private schools, from today, the 23rd. Likewise, the Academic Council of the University of Panama announced that there will be no in-person classes on the 23rd and 24th of October on the central campus. This is on the Harmudio Arias Madrid campus. The Faculty of Education, the Faculty of Administration Public, and in the Faculty of Business Administration. Regarding the protest due to the mining contract, the Minister of Public Security, Juan Manuel Pino, has said that the best solution is not confrontation. The official called for management and dialogue while warning that we cannot allow harm to third parties either. The street closures that we Panamanians have been suffering recently, instead of advancing the clauses for which traffic is supposedly obstructed, end up causing harm to thousands of honest Panamanians who report daily to their jobs or are just on the street earning their keep. This was part of the statement made by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, regarding the recent citizen demonstrations rejecting the contract between the state and Minera Panama, which is already Law 406 of 2023. In the Sunday column of La Camera Opina, the organisation stressed that every time a street is blocked, citizens travelling to their jobs, schools or businesses are harmed, which means the cancellation of thousands of job interviews, school classes, appointments, medical injuries and considerable economic loss, especially for entrepreneurs, micro and small businesses that are the most affected by these closures. The economic losses and wasted opportunities are incalculable, while the only beneficiaries appear to be those who, no matter what they do, are guaranteed remuneration, he added. The CCIAP emphasised that when streets are blocked indiscriminately, the space for constructive dialogue is limited and the possibility of forging alliances that promote significant changes is weakened. Therefore, instead of closing streets, the business union called on protesters to explore protest methods that allow the free movement of people and access to essential services. Demanding the improvement of certain situations is crucial, but not at the expense of adversely affecting third parties, they added. This week, the National Council of Private Enterprise also expressed its rejection of street closures as a method of protest. These practices affect citizen coexistence, produce irreversible damage to the country's productivity, mainly to micro, small and medium-sized businesses, also affecting third parties who in democracy have the right to exercise free transit, which must be guaranteed by the authorities, the group indicated in a statement. For its part, the Single Union of Construction and Similar Workers has stated that despite the fact that the mining contract has already been sanctioned by the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, and published in the Official Gazette, the struggle in the streets will continue. Likewise, the teaching unions have called on educators to concentrate in different parts of the country today. And at the national level, we were mentioning there about the classes. Well, at the national level, classes will be suspended today, Monday. This is according to the Ministry of Education, MEDUCA. In a statement, the entity explained that the measure is adopted to safeguard the educational community and avoid situations that put the school population at risk, taking into account the demonstration scheduled for today, Monday, in rejection of the contract between the state and Minera Panama. We encourage and request all members of the educational community to maintain dialogue, communication, and reiterate the importance of face-to-face interaction in educational matters, said MEDUCA. Likewise, the institution, which is directed by Maruja Gorde de Villalobos, called on the educational community to ensure tolerance, respect, and the right to express ourselves freely, promoting a culture of peace that allows us to complete the 2023 school year according to the school calendar. In a second statement, MEDUCA expressed that the decision applies to official and private schools in the 16 educational regions of the country. And for this Monday, the teachers have announced that they will hold rallies in different parts of the country and also call general assemblies to decide the next forceful actions. This after the National Assembly approved last Friday, as we mentioned in third and final debate, the mining contract between the Panamanian state and Minera Panama for the extraction of copper in Donoso in the province of Colón. And on the very same day, the President of the Republic sanctioned Law 406. As a result of this, educators do not rule out a national strike, as warned by Armando Espinosa, a member of the Association of Authentic Independent Teachers. And the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, well, they nominated at least three township representatives who are convicted by justice to seek re-election in May of 2024. Two of them are in the District of Panama and another in San Miguelito. These are the representatives of the township of San Felipe, Mario Kennedy, and of Chilibre, Yoira Pereira, and in the District of Panama and the councillor Cesar Caballero, of Belisario Porras, current president of the Municipal Council of San Miguelito. Pereira was sentenced to 60 months, that's 5 years, in prison by the criminal court for crimes against the public administration in the form of embezzlement, after her participation in embezzlement and appropriation was proven, according to the accusation. This is from the public ministry. This is for $1.5 million from the Education Equity and Quality Fund, a program for the Ministry of Education. Now, in a statement dated August the 2nd of 2021, the public ministry referred to Pereira as the author of this crime. She also has a sentence from the Court of Accounts, which ordered her to pay $2.2 million. Pereira says that there is nothing firm and that she will prove her innocence. Meanwhile, Kennedy was sentenced to 6 years in prison for the irregular management of funds in the San Felipe Community Board between 1999 and 2003. In August of 2021, citing documents from the judicial branch, La Prensa reported that the criminal chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice did not admit an appeal filed by the mayor's defense. Pereira and Kennedy were president and vice president, respectively, of the Municipal Council of Panama between January and June of 2023. And for his part, Caballero maintains a 5-year prison sentence for embezzlement to the detriment of the University of Panama. This after the criminal chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice rejected an appeal processed by his defense and a clarification of the ruling was not admitted. Lawyer Ernesto Cedeño embarked on the search for this information after learning that members of the Municipal Council of Panama hold positions that involve the management of public funds despite having current convictions. Cedeño has sent notes to the Ministry of Government, the Supreme Court of Justice, the Comptroller General of the Republic and the Attorney General's Office to provide him with information on the matter, but so far he has not received what he requests. He has even had to turn to the administration attorney's office, which monitors the conduct of officials. Number 3 of Article 226 of the Constitution establishes that to be a township representative, it is necessary to, quote, not to have been convicted of any intentional crime with a custodial sentence of 5 years or more by means of an enforceable sentence issued by a court of justice. And lastly, a fire was recorded on Sunday morning. This was in the Coco del Mar area, San Francisco district, after 11 a.m. and the situation, already under control. The incident affected a residence located on Esther Niera de Calvo Street. Firefighters from the Carrasquilla and Caledonia stations moved to the scene. During the extinguishing efforts, a firefighter was injured in one of his legs and was taken to a hospital for treatment. Meanwhile, the residents of the affected home immediately evacuated the place when the fire started. Justina Duque, owner of the residence, was talking to the media and gave them accounts of what happened. Once the fire was extinguished, the safety office of the Panama Fire Department would be in charge of carrying out the corresponding investigations. Well, that's it. There we go. A lot happening today, not just in the news. Well, it's part of the news, isn't it? It's happening in the streets. So please be careful out there. So anyway, that's it. There's our look for this Monday morning. Some of the local news stories compiled for you on this morning's show.